This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. All right, lots going on, but there's a major story, and that is that the Greek and Jewish choirs came together to produce magnificent music. Tell us about this.
So this is we flagged this about a month ago when it was still in the winds. And what's incredible is that the story is called, or the production is called The Ballad of Mauthausen. And this plays right into the Holocaust as it impacted the Jews of Greece. And I'm well aware, being directly connected, that in Cape Town and Johannesburg, there are many Jews who come from Rhodes Island, from the Greek island, and from that part of the world. And in fact, almost 90% of the Jews of Greece perished in the Holocaust, one of the highest percentages in any theater. And so what's happened now is that Mauthausen was one of the Nazi concentration camps, located about 20 kilometers from Austria, near Linz, the city of Linz. And it was a hard labor camp, and approximately 100,000 people perished, were murdered at Mauthausen. Mm-hmm. It was mainly a hard labor camp because it was situated near quarries and limestone quarries where the prisoners were forced to do hard labor for the German army. One of the prisoners there was a Greek gifted writer. His name was Yakovos Kambanellis. And as the war ended, as the Holocaust ended, he met and fell in love with a young Jewish Lithuanian woman. His name was Janina.
Right.
And as there was chaos around the place, American forces, the U.S. Third Army arrived there, liberated the camp. And the prisoners, the former prisoners, were still there deciding what to do with their lives. Kambanellis, the Greek poet, and Janina, the Lithuanian Jewish woman, fell in love. And they had a love affair. And the location was at the top of one of the machine gun towers, the mind boggles.
Wow.
And this is where they used to meet.
Right.
And they used to meet there, they fell in love. Then each one goes off and has their own life and goes off never to see each other again. Kambanellis, the writer, writes a manuscript all about his love for Janina against the backdrop of the horrendous atrocities which have taken place at Mauthausen. And for 20 years, the manuscript sits under his bed, or he does nothing with it. And then world events happen, and well, the most high-profile being the assassination of JFK, John F. Kennedy, November 22nd, 1963. And these events prompt Kambanellis to go back to his manuscript, and he thinks, I need to do something with this. And he goes to a Greek publisher, who says immediately, I've got to publish this. It's beautiful writing. It's important writing, more to the point. And he publishes the book, which is called Mauthausen, and it's available. It's on the bookshelves. And while it's being readied for publication, Kambanellis then writes a four-part poem on the same subject, essentially based on his own writings, his love for Janina against the atrocities of Mauthausen. And the publisher says to him, you need to put this, it's such beautiful writing, you need to put it to music. Why don't we approach Mikis Theodorakis, who many listeners will be well aware of the name, he wrote the music for Zorba. Mm-hmm. And in fact, and he also wrote the music for a very powerful Greek political movie called Zed, which came out many years ago. Theodorakis, Kambanellis, the writer, agrees. They approach Theodorakis, who agrees. And he puts that music, the poem to music, and that music is called The Ballad of Mauthausen. And I tell you, Howard, I get the shivers, almost tears when I listen to it. It is the most stunning piece of music. And listeners can Google Ballad of Mauthausen. And there's a singer, Maria Faranduri, Greek, and there's a YouTube of her singing it in the Acropolis. And it is stunning and magnificent. And when one thinks as well, this is the background is the Holocaust, just adds to the power of all of it. So why are we talking about this? Here in Sydney, there's something called the Australian Hellenic Choir.
Right.
And the leader of this choir is a lovely man who I've known. His name is Jim Tsoulakis, a member of the Greek community. And a couple, 3 years ago, pre-COVID, he approached Anne Spira, the leader of the Sydney Jewish Choral Society. And he said to her, I've heard about this amazing ballad of Mauthausen. Why don't our two choirs get together and sing it together, the Jewish and the Greek choirs together? And so for the last, for all of this year, 2022, the two choirs have been rehearsing. And this is happening, it's due to happen in 3 days' time. And I, full disclosure, I have been invited because of my background, Rhodes Island, they've invited me to be the MC, to provide historical context about the Holocaust as it impacted the Jews of Greece, about Mauthausen, about the Ballad of Mauthausen. So the Jewish choir will go on first, and they will sing such beautiful songs as Avinu Malkeinu, which is a prayer, as everyone knows, and they will sing a number of very meaningful Jewish songs. They will then be followed by the Hellenic choir, which will sing a number of meaningful Greek songs. And then the two choirs will come together, and in between I'll provide historical context, etc. And the two choirs will come together, and they will perform the Ballad of Mauthausen. And I can tell how over 650 tickets have already been sold, and there's still 3 days to go. And that 650 is more or less 50%, 50% members of the Jewish community, members of the Greek community, and rabbis will be there, and ambassadors and leaders on both sides. And it is just a wonderful coming together of the Greek and Jewish communities through the vehicle of the two choirs.
Incredible.
It's certainly the first time that's ever happened in this city. And obviously I cannot say this without checking, but very possibly first time anywhere in the world that the Jewish and Greek choirs come together to perform this Ballad of Mauthausen.
Absolutely incredible. So just tell us again when this is taking place.
It's taking place on Sunday night here in Sydney at one of the university auditoriums.
Right.
The auditorium, 800 people, already over 650 seats have been sold. And it'll probably be packed out by the time Sunday night, so, 3-4 days time.
So next week we'll be able to hear how this was. Certainly, it sounds absolutely unbelievable, and the whole concept behind it is, I guess, what makes it so powerful when you've got the coming together of two communities through music.
Indeed, and with the background of the Holocaust and the educational component which comes out of that, it's just very moving, very powerful, and it's regarded as one of the most magnificent pieces of music which Theodorakis ever wrote. And I encourage listeners to Google, find that YouTube, Maria Faranduri, and listen for yourselves. It is, if it doesn't move you to tears, some of you, I'll be shocked.
And that's all we have time for. Unfortunately, we look forward to hearing more about that next week. Vic Aladev, thank you, as always, chatting to us from Australia every Tuesday morning at this time with the Australia Report.